You're listening to Atlanta Baseball Talk, your weekly podcast for all things Atlanta Braves.
Welcome to Atlanta Baseball Talk, show number 393. Today is Sunday, March 11th, and my name is Steve. No Curtis tonight, but I'm joined by Hammy. And in tonight's show, we'll discuss trouble in the back of the starting pitching rotation, Acuna's torrid spring, and other good signs from camp. But first, a quick break. So, Ham, entering into the spring, it was assumed that Luis Gohara had one of the spots on the rotation locked up.
Yeah.
Yep.
It felt like we had all fives locked up, right? I mean,
well, for all intents and purposes. Four, and then, right. And probably Newcomb made five.
Right.
But then the groin injury came and delayed his debut, and he was scheduled to pitch for the first time this Sunday, only to be sidelined again, I think it was on Friday, by news of an ankle sprain. It's not a high ankle sprain,
yep,
which is about the only good news in the story. I mean, he's out of the boot, but he's on crutches, and there's no timetable for his return. It's like – it's not even day-to-day. It's week-to-week.
Yeah, but that's – so I suffered a high ankle sprain and, you know, pretty much am as athletic as Gohara and others.
Exactly.
Not surprisingly. And for that, there's a bone break and ligament damage, right? So you rupture a ligament that holds your fibula and tibia together. I'm also a doctor. So I'm heartened. If it's day to day and they're not sure, it must mean that there's no bone damage and that there's no ligament damage, which is good. So he can come back from that much more quickly. And I mean, isn't the word May, you know, after he sort of gets back and starts pitching again, we could start to think we'd see him in May.
Right. That basically, if things go as they think, he'll have spring training in April.
Right.
And then could be back in May.
Right.
But so, Sam, how concerned are you about his long-term health given a groin injury and an ankle sprain in a course of about 10 days?
Yeah. And so those two I'm not too concerned about. And I can't help but wonder a little bit, you know, was he fully back from the groin injury and did he somehow try to favor something coming off? Because it was a fielding drill, I think, where he
right, he was
his
going to cover first base.
Or something like that. That maybe that played into it and he just wasn't sure of his feet. I mean, these things happen, right? Even to the best of athletes like me. And the groin injuries happen. So those two by themselves, I mean, whatever. Maybe it's fluky. You know, then I look back last May, he had a forcep injury, I think, or something. And you sort of look back and then you start to worry, is he injury prone, right? That's the question. Small sample set to look at. He is a big dude. That is a lot of weight going around out there doing all kinds of stuff. So you worry about torque issues and he throws really hard and his movement off the mound. And so then you sort of look at this and you're like, okay, so either these are – you know, just sort of one-offs, and he's a big guy like CC Sabathia, who is still pitching for the Yankees and is, you know, a great pitcher. Or is he Mike Hampton? My ultimate thing is obviously I hope that he's more like CC Sabathia, but I just think it's too early to tell, and I'm not going to get too freaked out by these two injuries.
So fair or not, if he wasn't a big, heavy guy, I would not be nearly as concerned.
Yeah.
But it is just easy for me to – one thing, until he gets on the field, we can't say anything because all he is injured at this point.
Yeah.
But, the weight concerns me. It just does. And if there's another one and another one, then his weight becomes like obviously the focus of the story.
Yeah.
You know, because the connection will just get stronger. I just hate the whole thing. And he's just going to be such a big piece.
I mean,
the easy 97 gas from a lefty. We need Gohara.
Yeah. And I think certainly if there is another injury, you know, in this year or early this year or any time this year, then I think your case has a lot more credence. But you're right. I mean, a big guy like that throwing as hard as that, you really get nervous. But these aren't shoulder issues. These aren't elbow issues. They're not
right.
Forearm or bicep issues, wrist injuries. So I hear you, but let's hope for the best. Let's hope for the best. As he will be, you know, assuming these are fluky, he definitely will be a big piece of this, you know, of our future success, more so than Newcomb, more so than, you know, I think almost any of our young pitchers. I think he's our top prospect right now.
Mm. Yeah, I just, you know, of course, it's great that it's not an elbow or a shoulder or anything like that. But lower body and weight, it just seems concerning, and how much his legs are important to this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So which gets us to the other part of the story, Ham, which is that, like we said, Gohara does not see MLB action in April. May is probably the earliest. So another man gets a shot, right? So with the assumption that Tehran, Folty, McCarthy, and now I'd say Newcomb are locked in, right? Who gets the fifth spot? So the potential candidates are Fried, Blair, Whistler, Sims, and Kazmir. Bowman wrote on Sunday that the competition is really just between Whistler and Kazmir, and with Whistler getting knocked around on Sunday by the Tigers, that Kazmir is actually now the favorite.
Yeah.
So Kazmir's given up 2 earned over 6 innings. Whistler's given up 4 earned over 10 innings. Max Fried, and I'm going to throw him in here just because I want him to get it so bad, has not looked particularly sharp.
Yeah.
This spring, 4 earned over 4 2/3 innings. I mean, he looked so great in the fall league. So, Ham, I want to ask you 2 things. Who do you want to get the 5th spot? And let's figure that guy is getting 3, 6, 8 starts depending on when in May Gohara comes back, right? So, who do you want to get the spot, and who do you think will actually get the spot?
Well, we are back in a place with what are we playing for this year, right? I mean, do we legitimately think we have a shot? I don't, right?
A wild card?
Yeah. I mean, like, is this season, do we see positive outcomes in this season? Are we trying, and I know there's selling tickets, and obviously nothing sells tickets like Scott Kazmir, but so what are we playing for? And so for me, I don't think we're playing for anything, so I don't want to give some journeyman, zero war guy, inning eater starts over someone who is part of the bigger picture, like a Fried, right? And I'm surprised.
Or a Blair. You know, Blair has looked pretty good.
Pretty good. His ERA is 1.8. You know, his whip is high at 1.4, but it's such – I mean, what does he pitch? 5 innings, I think?
His changeup has looked better. There's the whole 50-pound weight loss thing.
True.
I mean, he's just – I imagine he actually ends up the long man in the bullpen. But
yeah.
I don't think Blair's completely out of the picture.
Well, and Fried is – it's interesting because I think Fried's ceiling is like a Tim Lincecum. You know, one of those devastating curveballs that he can then set up all of his other pitches around. You know, Lincecum at his peak, but I've heard it from, you know, you said it. I think I've heard it from a lot of others. He's destined for the bullpen, which, you know, to me is a product of too many arms, not enough slots, right? And so, if we want him up here contributing, he's only going to make it in the pen, which is fine. But I would love to see him as one of our starters. I think that he has huge upside. A little bit of Glavin in there, maybe a little bit of Lincecum, something like that, just that ferocious curveball. But I think, that's who I would like. I don't think that's who it is, right? I mean, I think before I read the Bowman thing, I was like, I think it's down, you know, Sims is not ready. He's got a huge whip, walking a lot, ERA's a lot. I mean, he still needs to get it together against some AAA pitching. So then you say it's Whistler or Blair. Like you mentioned, Blair is looking really good. I mean, Whistler's pitched a lot of innings, and if he had not had that start today, I think he would have even a more legitimate case, or the start on Sunday against the Tigers. But I don't think those are the guys, right? And so I think the lowest common denominator is going to be Kazmir, which is sort of depressing. You know, it's like I think that's what the Braves are going to do. I don't want it. I want Fried. But I think it's going to be Kazmir. And I'm like, what are we even playing for? Do we legitimately think that we're going to compete this year? I think not.
Right. So the other side of the Kazmir argument, right, is we think he's got something left. We want to show him off, and we can trade him and get something for him. That will absolutely be part of the equation.
I know.
If that's why they put him there. But as a fan, like, that was great 2 years ago, even last year. I'm tired of that now. It's time to, like, really build for the future.
Let's do it.
And see what we have. This year is see what we have year.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the year. This is why we're going to get to the off season that wasn't for the Braves. I want to see what the pitchers have. I don't care about Scott Kazmir. It is the least interesting player at spring training for me is Scott Kazmir.
Seriously.
I just could not care less.
I see headlines like Kazmir and then I don't finish it because I fall asleep before I even get to the end of the headline or the tweet. And like if he's only getting, let's say, three starts, let's say five starts, right, that you mentioned. Why? Who cares? What is what, you know? I don't think I'm sorry. I don't think you get anything for Scott Kazmir. And he's just blocking people that need seasoning. I mean, Sims was up here last year. Fried was up here last year. Give those guys opportunities. Give Whistler opportunities. Get Blair. It just makes me – and, of course, it hasn't happened yet, so we shall see. But the thought of Kazmir being the first choice over all those other guys makes me crazy.
Right. What Bowman actually said was that given that that Newcomb has options, that Kazmir would actually be the fourth guy. They wouldn't bring Newcomb in until they needed a fifth starter. So Kazmir already has gotten a promotion.
Which in some way means that we really are playing for nothing this year. Like, we're not trying to win.
I want Fried to rattle off like two or three great starts the next couple of weeks and change the whole conversation. Because
yeah.
That could happen. Look, Kazmir could have a terrible start. Fried could have a couple of great ones. Blair could continue to have good starts. I mean, Kazmir's velocity isn't here yet. He's still at like 89.
Right.
You know, I mean, So it'll be interesting to see. But in the name of interesting baseball, please no Scott Kazmir.
Yep. Amen.
All right. So, Ham, like 5 minutes have passed. So I feel like we're way overdue in focusing some more love on Ronald Acuna.
Who?
So DOB tweeted on Sunday morning that Acuna leads the Grapefruit League in average at 433, hits at 13, OBP at 528.
Yeah.
So this follows his slash line in the Arizona Fall League of 325, 414, 639, which follows his slash line in AAA last season of 344, 393, 548. So, Hammy, really my analysis here is this is happening. Like this is big, big. I look back at my half-hearted prediction at the start of last season. Yeah, Dansby's going to win Rookie of the Year, you know, never believing it, right? And believing it pretty well that Hayward could have, right? I mean, there was a lot – but this is a whole other –
Hayward and Dansby never did this, right? They never proved – I mean, I guess Dansby had that sort of hot fall 2 years ago, right, when he came up. But, I mean, Hayward never did this. I mean, this is Chipper Jones – era, you know, area here, the zone. He's Mike Trout, right? I mean, you know, Bryce Harper, those guys were obviously much ballyhooed because they were American kids, right? And I think we just saw that more of them. Acuna's from Venezuela, so maybe we just didn't see his rise, and maybe he's a late bloomer or whatever, but his ceiling is Hall of Fame, right? And that's, you can't say that about anybody on the Braves right now. I would argue. I mean, I think you're going to see, you know, Albies will be great and a perennial all-star, maybe Dansby. I mean, Freeman may be Hall of Fame career, so maybe that's not fair. But not like Acuna's. And he's 20 years old.
He's 20 years old, and I can't say it enough. A to AA to AAA, he just gets better as he advances, which is bonkers.
He leads the team in stolen bases. He can hit the average thing.
He's made great defensive plays.
Great. That opposite field homer he hit was just a rocket. I don't know. My two concerns are that I want this so much and we so need this that somehow something bad, you know, that snake bit thing.
Yeah.
If Kurt was here, he would be doubling down on that. And I guess my biggest concern about him is that it seems like his nickname is the total package. Did you see that headline that Snicker was calling him the total package? I don't want that.
I think Snicker just referred to him as the total package, but not like nickname wise. And then DOB tweeted, I think maybe he's got his nickname. It's not going to be his nickname.
I hope
that
not.
Would just be awful.
That would be the worst nickname ever.
And borderline offensive.
It would just be hard to say every time. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. So so he doesn't have a nickname. I guess that will come. But, you know, neither does Bryce Harper or or Mike Trout. But
it's not really a nickname era anymore.
I guess.
You know, as a side note, who really has a lot of nicknames in baseball anymore?
Oh, I don't know. My dog.
Your dog has a suggestion.
Yes, she does, but they all sound the same. So I but it's, I mean, it is so exciting, and I know that bringing him up gives us another year of eligibility. That is such the right thing to do. But man, it would be awesome if we broke camp with him. You know, because I think that would signify this year did mean something. But
I don't even put that much on it. I mean, it's 2 weeks, and it would be very exciting on Thursday, the 28th, to see him in the lineup. But it'll be equally as exciting on whatever April 16th or whatever that day is.
True. I mean, Scott Kazmir and Ronald Acuna opening day lineup.
No, well, the Braves know they just couldn't handle the crush at the gate.
If you put those two together.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
We're the Yankees all of a sudden.
All right, Ham. Next up, we'll cover some more good signs that we've seen this spring. But first, a quick break. All right, so Hammy, what have been the most encouraging things, other than Ronald Acuna being the best player in the Grapefruit League, that you've seen from the team so far this spring?
Dustin Peterson. Can we start any conversation now?
you love him.
I do love him. I mean, there's no place for him. I think for him, he gets traded and packaged together with some others to get us something in return. I just feel like there's so many names being thrown around ahead of him. Lane Adams, Preston Tucker, Danny Santana, who I'm going to come to in a second as well. You know, I just don't see when he, and then obviously Acuna. So I don't even see when he makes it,
But, you know, Dustin Peterson could be on the bench. I mean, he could be.
I guess so. I mean, he's slashing .316, .340, .684, two homers.
A double.
And a double. Six strikeouts, one walk. So he's striking out a bit more. But, I mean, he's doing what he should be doing.
Although, your prediction is trade. Here's my prediction. That he doesn't make the team. He's playing in AAA, continues to improve. We trade Markakis at the deadline. Acuna shifts over to right, where really his arm should be, and Peterson takes over and left in July.
Wow.
Yep.
That's your shot in the dark for the season.
That's my shot in the dark. Yeah, there you go.
You know, I think we should definitely talk about pitching. I just sort of joked about talking about Peterson, but since we're talking about batting and you mentioned it, Markakis, right? I mean,
yeah, he's batting like .563 or something.
Yeah, I thought he had the highest OBP, but maybe not enough appearances, or maybe that changed with today.
It's got to be Acuna's walks, and he was hit by a pitch, and he's just been on base all the time.
Yeah, but his was like .564. His OBP, Markakis's was. Wow. Last I checked. So, not surprisingly, one double, eight hits.
Right.
So you know, he's our singles machine. I don't love that he keeps going to the mat for Snitker. You know, it's sort of a strange thing and whatever. But he's just like, you know, if Snitker goes, I go. And just like he's just having this revolution for Snitker, whatever. Well,
they're both going to be gone next year.
Yeah,
it kind of doesn't matter.
But good on him. I mean, you know, if he's fifth or sixth hitter and he's just going to be a reliable singles hitter, that's great. I mentioned this, like Danny Santana. So he's slashing .440, .462, .640, three stolen bases. And
it is fool's gold, Hammy.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay. I think there were times he did goodness for the Braves when he was up for us, when Camargo went down and he was filling in some of the outfield spots.
For a while, and then he really petered out at the end of the season.
So you put Lane Adams and Preston Tucker above him?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Until Acuna comes. You know, I mean, it's 2 weeks. Preston Tucker's had a good spring. Preston Tucker's been hitting.
Danny Santana's had a better spring.
Yeah, I know. But he's Danny Santana.
All right, fine. I think you just don't like his name, Danny. you know, and then the last thing, you know, good stuff is Albie's having a nice spring, too. He's stealing some bases. No power yet, but high average. So that's great. You know, I think we talked about the zips thing, and I think his zips projection was down like .250 or something for his batting average. He's at .314, so I'm liking what I see there.
Can't wait for a full season of Ozzy.
I can't either. I think he's going to be really great. Let's talk about the good stuff. So
yeah, the pitching.
I mean, Tehran and Folty are amazing. And, you know, I think we have all had our turns being nervous about those guys, even a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, we talked about Fulte's arbitration deal and how that went down. But what an amazing spring from them. I mean, I know it's spring training, blah, 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 blah. But what more could you want to see from them?
Right. I mean, I like, obviously the numbers are great. Neither have given up a run. I mean, you just love that. But I like that they're both working on different things. There's stuff to hang your hat on to explain it too. You know what I mean? Like Fulte pitching a lot from the stretch, Tehran working on his slider. Like there's reasons behind it too. And for Fulte and Tehran, and then, you know, Brandon McCarthy's been just nothing but solid too. I mean, better than solid, really.
Absolutely.
And on Sunday, because, you know, he pitched a simulated game and like struck out 10 and gave up no runs. I mean, he just continues to just be really, really reliable.
It's so great. It is so great. And so you've got those guys, and then the bullpen. I mean, so I know a lot of these guys aren't going to be in the bullpen, but there is a whole slew of people who have not given up runs so far. Sam Freeman, Minter, Akil Morris, Josh Graham, a few others.
Right, but, you know, Freeman, Minter, Ramirez, Vizcaino, they'll all be in the bullpen, and they've had great springs.
Oh, yeah, I mean, then those were the next people on my list. Moylan as well, right? Ramirez, right. Moylan, Vizcaino have only given up one hit each. For Moylan and Vizcaino, that was their the homers. Or I guess Ramirez has given up two hits. But
And Moylan's homer was an inside the park, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it counts less.
It counts less.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's very exciting. Like I look, you know, it's spring training again, and a lot of these guys have only pitched 5 innings, 6 innings. So they're not, you know, it's not a huge sample set.
But it's better than the alternative.
It is. And it's better than I expected. Right. And I thought we were going to, that we weren't going to have any hope coming out of spring training, just like anything to hang our hat on. And it would be like, okay, well, we finished last and nothing looked really good. And let's hope it was just spring training. But now it's like, man, I hope a lot of this carries forward. And, it's great stuff, you know.
Well, it's nice that they're actually winning games. Like, I don't remember what the records were, of course, over the last few springs, but it feels like the last few springs they didn't win a lot,
right?
You know, and they may be. I think they're close to 500, a little under, but they're like they're actually winning some games and scoring some runs.
That 15-1 game against the Pirates was,
I know, how
amazing.
About that?
What were you going to say? Was that the one you were going to say?
Yeah, and just in general, like a real baseball team.
Yeah. Some concerns, I guess, or do you got highlights too?
I have two other highlights. One, Newcomb only has two walks. And if Newcomb could figure it out, my God, the rotation starts to get really good. And one other thing, Soroka. So Soroka's been sent to minor league camp.
But he looked great when he was up.
But he looked great. And yes. I just cannot wait already for Brandon McCarthy to get traded in July and Soroka to come up. That's another prediction.
That's what you're
but
saying.
But seriously, Soroka will be in the rotation at some point this year. He's too good already.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just ready.
Yeah.
There's just no room for him. I mean, because Scott Kazmir's here.
Right. Well, he's got to be looking for a trade because you know he's not getting past that. it's so early. It's so early, right? I mean, I wanted Kyle Wright to maybe be doing a little bit better, but it's so early.
It's so early.
I mean, so all the good stuff we have to just take with that. I'm trying not to get worried about Dansby. I mean, I know he has the two homers.
I know. I wrote it down. We had to bring him up.
Though. Yeah. You know, Freeman is – I'd love to see Freeman have hit a homer, but whatever.
Freddie and Ender, just stay healthy.
Exactly.
I really don't care what their numbers are. They're fine.
They're totally fine.
Camargo's not tearing it up.
Yeah.
Rio is not tearing it up.
No, not surprising. I mean, yeah, so Lane Adams is not tearing it up.
Oh, my God. Lane Adams not had a good offensive spring so far.
Right. Schimpf.
I know who's O for the Braves.
Yeah, so too early to tell on him. But Colbert, you know, I'm just excited. This is where I'm like, let's just be the young team that has the young pieces. Let's not have any stopgaps. I mean, every team has it, but like – let's just get these guys out there and
McCarthy makes sense as the one stopgap guy in the rotation. And yeah, sorry. It's really all about Kazmir for me, Hammy. I can't let go of it.
I'm right there with you.
So I did want to mention Dansby's numbers. So through Sunday, he's slashing 185, 290, 407. 5 hits in 27 at-bats. 2 of the hits are homers. The rest are singles. He has struck out 6 times to 3 walks. It's not the spring that he wrote up so far.
No, it's not.
Or the team. And look, if he comes out of the gate and he has a first good couple weeks, it doesn't matter. But I think we said this a few weeks ago. The spring doesn't matter, but it would certainly be better if he had some success and had, you know, could be riding that into the regular season.
You would hope, I mean, just as a confidence builder, right? I think that's a big thing that he needs, and just sort of the season he had last year. And it's, I mean, I haven't been able to watch all the games, so I don't know how he's doing against that inside curve or the breaking ball. I mean, you don't want to see so many strikeouts, but maybe, you know, maybe he's working on stuff.
He's
right?
Exactly.
And so it's hard. I mean, all these things. I mean, at the same time, the people that he's going up against are pitchers who are working for a job, or pitchers who are only working on 2 pitches or trying to locate 1 spot of the zone. So it's all funny stuff. It's hard to really put too much stock in. But I would love for him to have a nice little run here where he could get his average up to 250, where he felt like he was in control, and he was sort of, you know, setting the tone at the plate and not having to be so reactive. I think we have a ways to go there.
Yep. All right, so Ham, let's finish up with the Braves offseason. So lots of noise on Twitter earlier this week about the $6.5 million signing of Moustakas. Right. How come the Braves weren't in on that? We need a third baseman. And then the signing that went down a few hours before we started recording tonight of Jake Arrieta by the Phillies for 3 years, $75 million. So, Ham, how do you feel about the Braves' approach to the offseason this year?
I feel fine with it. I feel fine with it. I think that, Anthopoulos is I don't think he wanted to come in and just start spending money. He said as much. I think Heath also thinks this is not our year. And so to spend money on a 1-year deal on someone probably doesn't make sense. I think the Moustakas thing is easy to get mad about. But, you know, he turned down a 3-year, $45 million deal from the Angels, right?
And Scott Although Boris, the Angels have denied that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they
is that
did.
Scott
I don't
talking?
Know if it's true.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's so funny. Fake news. I didn't know fake news went to sports.
Well, he did turn down the $17.5 million qualifying offer.
Right. and the list of people who are making more money than him this year is just crazy. But so I don't think it's as simple as say, well, the Braves could have had Moustakas for $6.5 million.
Right, because also the Braves would give up a draft pick.
Right.
You know, and signing bonus money. And I mean, it just would have made no sense.
Yeah, and I think it would have been more. I think it's just because he was a Royal, went back to the Royals, and there's a lot of incentives built into his deal. So I don't think it's as simple to say, wow, if he could be had for $6.5 million, why didn't the Braves spend that? Because I think if that was his price tag, they probably would have done that, right? I don't think it was that simple. I mean, the dude hit 38 homers last year. It's the whole and so much has been said about this. The whole off season for free agents has been crazy anyway. But I'm glad they didn't do that. I don't think they need it. I think even though Camargo's not been great, I mean, he's just, you know, you try to find Camargo's salary online, it's not listed because it's so little. Like, he's just like, I mean, he's still not, like, I think he's still making like rookie minimum or something. I looked for forever. If you can find it, you're better off than I am. But I looked and he's just not listed as having a salary for next year. Maybe he's free. And I think we're going to get, and if Moustakas could be there next year, it's only a 1-year deal. We might need him more there. And also we have so many assets that are not going to make our club that, you know, I think maybe via trade is a better way to get our third baseman of the future. So,
right. Or you're holding out for, you know, Machado and Donaldson and all that next year. Look, I am really fine. The combination of this confluence of events of the stacked farm system, Copy and most of the front office getting, you know, being shown the door, and a new guy coming in with no attachment to anybody and just wanting to see what he has, plus how a lot of these guys are ready or close to ready, and you really need to understand who you want to bet on and who you're willing to trade. I just think it all makes sense to have signed, you know, I mean, Arrieta to me has his own issues around his declining, fastball velocity and his increasing ERA and his decreasing innings and his funky delivery And I mean, he's, you know, his, and it's like $30 million this year. I mean, I to me, that kind deal. Of signing. Yeah, I can't believe that deal either. The Phillies think they're much closer than I think they are.
Than almost, I mean, anybody else thinks they are. I mean, they got,
because,
well,
otherwise they're it's just silly, right?
It is silly. I mean, didn't they sign Johan Santana this year too? I think they did, right? So I think that they're
really.
I thought they did. I don't know. We should study baseball more.
They signed the first baseman Carlos. I can't think of his name. Yeah, who's that guy?
This is great. We should do a Phillies podcast.
We should.
It's just crazy. I mean, so back to the point you were making, I think, is that I don't think Anthopoulos set us back by not being active this postseason or this offseason, right? I think we're exactly where we would have been anyway. You know, and I think on the outside of this, I think the free agent market, like it's, I don't think we have a true sense of what players are worth because of, I don't know. I think it just was a weird offseason. And I think he was smart to not go out and overpay for some player that, you know, that he's not even sure is going to fit. So I think it's absolutely the right thing to do. I think next season, if we're having this conversation again, we are more legitimately and deservedly disappointed. But I think right now it's fine.
And I'm fine not – I mean, yes, it would have been nice to have Lance Lynn for $12 million for a year, but this isn't the year for that. There's not enough slots to go around to see what we have, right? Yeah. Lance Lynn or Alex Cobb on a one-year deal for $10, $12 million, yeah, I mean, it would have been affordable and it would have been a decent deal, but not this year. It just doesn't make sense.
Totally agree. Totally agree. And we have Scott Kazmir.
And Scott Kazmir.
Right, 87 mile an hour. Zero war, Scott Kazmir. But I am amazed by that Phillies deal. I mean, I guess you said it. I think they figured they needed to do something splashy, maybe.
Well, I just think they think they're ready, right? They've got that guy. I don't know how to pronounce his first name. R-H-Y-S, Rice.
Yep, Rice.
Right, Rice, who's going to be in left. Carlos Santana's the guy they signed for first base.
That's who it is. Carlos, not Johan Santana. Carlos Santana. I mean, they have they have more guys coming too, right? I think they have a lot of position guys who are – they're very high on.
Yeah, and Ivan Nova had a good year. I mean, he's their ace now. I mean, what I saw was that Arrieta's going to slot in at number two. Yeah, but I still we're gonna finish ahead of the Phillies, and it's going to be really good.
It is amazing.
I look forward to it.
Was Arrieta, was he just sitting on $75 million and said, take it or leave it, and he was willing to sit out this year? Like, I mean, what was he using as leverage for a deal like that when all these other people are not getting those deals? I'm just shocked by it. I'm shocked by it, especially in light of, you know, I know he's only a few years removed from a Cy Young, but at the same time, he's bad. Like last year he was bad, and he's just gotten worse. So
yeah, that sub 2 ERA in 2015, man, it is still bright and shiny out there.
I guess so.
And yeah, and you'd think change of scenery or what have you.
I'm so glad that it's not on our payroll.
I agree. All right, folks, that is the show. We will be back soon and back to our weekly Sunday schedule starting on March 24th and then throughout the rest of the season. And remember, we're at our new home of Blog Talk Radio, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. As always, you can find us at AtlantaBaseballTalk.com to access our shows and to post in our comment section. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at ATL Baseball Talk and to like us on Facebook. Thanks again for listening, and go Braves!
Thanks for listening to Atlanta Baseball Talk, your weekly podcast for all things Atlanta Braves. To find new shows, to post in our forum, or to send a comment, please visit us at AtlantaBaseballTalk.com.
Had to admit the problem.